Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey, hey, we are back in the building. This is Shift Real Talk Tuesdays. I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm your boy, Pastor J.
All right, so y'all listen. If this is your first time joining us for Real Talk Tuesdays, you're in for a treat because this is going to be a fireball. The topic for today is I'm in my process. So what do you do when you meet somebody in the midst of their process?
That's right.
If you want to find out the answer or even give a little feedback, come back after this.
That's right.
So let's get it.
What's up? Listen, you're going to have to pray today. Because, look.
Me?
Because I'm like in the middle of a process. What's up, Cyan Moore? I'm in the middle of something just happened today. Something happened to me today.
My God.
On the way
okay,
here. So I know God.
Please
be patient with me.
Let's pray first.
God is not through.
Let's pray some of these devils off.
Yes.
All right. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for the opportunity to come before your throne, Lord God. We bless you right now for every viewer that's viewing it tonight, Father, for every comment that's going to be shared, Lord God, all the feedback as we feed off of one another and grow together, Lord. I praise you and I thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to just be able to go before people. Lord, help us to help somebody, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because our desire is to be different yet impactful. It's in your name we pray these things. Amen.
My new on the line. What's up,
Zion? What's up, baby?
What's up, man?
Okay, so.
Listen, y'all. It's so ironic that today's topic is I'm in my process.
Right.
Because God knows on the way here, somebody pray for your boy. Because like I said, look. God is, please be patient with me.
Yes.
God is not through with me yet. He's okay. Not through.
And I'm glad. I'm glad that you going through your process.
Yeah, see, and it's almost like this. It's like every time you're going through a process, you're going to have to take a test. You're going to have to be tested on this process.
That's right.
You're going to have to, and I was tested.
Tested.
I was tested like a Friday afternoon math test.
Did you pass it, though? So what do you do when somebody is going through their process and you have decided to be in a relationship with them in the middle of their process? Okay, so what do we even mean by process, though?
Well, listen, y'all. I think we talk about this all the time. Pain, everybody's pain looks different. What everybody goes through and everybody's process is different. So
and
I believe that process is really kind of getting over that pain, getting over those things that hurt us, getting over those things that confused us,
mm-hmm.
getting over those things that really just kind of we didn't even understand and we didn't
caused
even ask to be
confusion, caused some pain, some confusion. Right,
yeah, so,
right.
So everybody's confusion, everybody's pain looks different. I was it's funny that we say that because I was talking to somebody today. I was witnessing to somebody. It was got in my chair.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about a situation that he was in. His baby mama. Oh God, this is kind of very familiar with a lot of people who done went through the baby mama drama. I almost think that should be a play.
It probably is. It's probably a movie, too.
I'm going to have to talk to Tyler Perry. We're going to have to do a baby mama drama movie. For real.
Okay.
But everybody, well, he was actually, he had just got out of jail. He said he was in jail for 4 months. He was with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when he seen her, he was very impressed. He was like, ooh. And, you know, he was a young guy. He was talking. He was like, ooh, she look good. She look good, man. You know, so he got with her.
Right.
Had a baby with her.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't even realize that she was in the middle of her process.
Mm.
So in meaning her process, she was still in things that pain her.
Yeah,
she was still in it.
Stages.
She wasn't even. She was in the beginning stages of the pain.
Yeah.
So he didn't even realize that, because how he realized that was because they got into an argument and she automatically called the judge and got an order of protection out on him. Now, mind you, he was still in the house with her. He was still living in the house. So the fact that now she has this paper to hold over her.
Over him.
Mm. So now, if he's to get into any other situation, she has a level of thing that she may feel.
Leverage, baby.
Yeah, she got leverage of protection of her own level of protection. So what he did was, I guess they got into a whole nother argument.
Right.
And he walked in the streets, and the cops picked him up and said, "Man, you violated your order." He was like, "My order? What?" He didn't even know he had an order out on him.
Right.
So. As him violating the order, mind you, he's a young guy, so I'm sure, and he didn't look like he was a, you know, no felon or lot like that, but you don't know
what a felon look like.
Yeah, I just, you don't know what felons.
He didn't look like a felon.
He didn't look like one. No. You don't know what felons look like. So right, that's okay. True. But again, I'm sure he didn't have a record, because he said when he was in jail, they kept bringing back his case. So they kept pushing it back.
Right.
They pushed his case out 3 months. They pushed his case out another 3 months. So he sat in jail for 6 months only because they kept continuing the case. And they didn't let him out. They didn't let him out. So, of course, now he, in the middle of his process, he's coming out. So I'm asking him a question. So, are you still with her? Nah, man, I ain't with her, but, you know, I'm still trying to look out for her because, and I'm like, whoa, hold on, bro. I said, now what you're doing, while both of y'all are in the middle of your process, you are confusing the situation, because you are now saying, because he did say he didn't want to be with her. And he said, but now mind you, this, he told me that the girl had another child and the baby daddy, the other baby daddy, was going through way worse than that. And, you know, because a lot of times, I mean, I went through that situation. I was with a baby mama, and I felt like, because I was a different type of dude, that she would change being with me as a pope. But I had to learn that. Ma'am, one of my best friends told me this. He said, if you really want to know how she act and she got kids, look how she treat that other baby daddy. And just replace his shoulders and his head with your head, because you're going to be that same dude.
Wow.
Because what it is not the person that she got him with, I got a problem with. It's the issue that she has that's causing her to have problems with the people that's not helping her deal with her issues.
Yeah.
So what I was telling him, because he was saying that, well, I didn't want to be with her.
Right.
I don't want to be with her no more. But, you know, I'm still trying to look out for her. I'm still trying to, you know, be there for her. But she's still arguing with me. And I'm like, so what I'm trying to do is now give him advice, because again, I really looked at him like he was young, but then I said, man, I was that age before.
Yeah.
And I remember going through the same thing. I remember going through being with somebody, not because I understood what it was going to be with her, but I was with this person just because on how they looked.
That's very, very key. Hey, Kim. Kim is on the line. And Marcus.
Up,
hey. What's up, guys? Listen, the thing is, you said you didn't know what it was going to take to be with her.
No, I didn't even look at. You don't look at that when you first.
So this is my question then. I understand that we have this thing that we constantly say, and I know that it is have truth to it, that a man is attracted by what he sees.
That's the first thing. And that's with anybody.
I understand. But when are we going to get to the point of changing the narrative to understand, okay, I know what I see and I like it, but let me check out what's going on behind what I see. Mm-hmm. Because if I don't, I could very well be planting seeds and bringing forth a legacy in brokenness.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Say that again.
Please don't ask me to say it again. I think that was the Holy Spirit speaking through me. Don't do me like that. But seriously.
But you know what? But you know what the crazy part is?
What is it?
We talked about this before. We talked about this. This is, and I hear it coming back in my head.
Uh-huh.
We'll test drive a car.
Right.
We'll see a nice car.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll test drive it. We'll bring a mechanic to check it out.
Yeah.
We'll maybe drive it for even a couple of hours and press the gas, see if it can go fast.
Yeah,
see how I handle the road.
Yeah.
See how we look in the car.
Right.
We'll do our homework with our car.
Right.
We'll do our homework with even buying a house.
And we see.
Yeah, because we like the car. We like how the house looks.
Yeah.
But we don't even understand the finance charges that come with it.
Yeah.
But we'll find that information out. But what we won't do is when we date or when we get into a relationship, we won't do that same testing. We won't do that same looking up. We won't bring that mechanic.
Because some of us only see a brick house, but we don't understand that brick house is abandoned on the inside.
We won't bring the mechanic, meaning somebody who's already know how to fix cars. Or, hey, come check this car out.
Right. Just
We won't do that. We
but
go by what we look and we think.
I'm sorry. Go
ahead. We continuously go by what we see, and we continuously not realize that just because it looks good, and just because it may even be good, but some things that look good may be going through that process. And
right.
that time is not good for us to be with that person going through that process.
Let me tell you what I thought about the picture that I thought, because we look at the game. We like watching the game.
We're
on the episode with Chardonnay has been dumped at the altar by Jason Pitts.
Now, I don't want to be with you no more.
Now, Jason is back married to Kelly Pitts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the process that Chardonnay is in, if you look at the show, she's an awesome young lady played by Brandy. Chardonnay is awesome. But once she got hurt by Jason and she went through all her process, oh my goodness. She was in the middle of her process. She was trying to get over Jason at her divorce party. Kicked it with some dude, tased him because she said, you ain't finna get over on Chardonnay. And she was going off. She done tased this man, almost killed him because she thought he was trying to get over only because she had not healed from the process of feeling like that Jason Pitts got over on her.
Mm-hmm.
And so every other statement, if you watch the show, she'll say stuff like, you not finna get over on Chardonnay. I'll never let. And some people are still in that process of pain. It doesn't mean they're a bad person. It just means that they haven't made it through that pain. And we cannot say they need to do this and they need to do that and tell people how to process their pain. We can't, because you don't know what that person's pain look like.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes we can actually see it, because a lot of times, you know, like when we get with certain people,
mm-hmm.
we want them to change for to be in the relationship.
Yeah, we want them to.
We want them to change. So we'll do whatever we got to do to either help them change or help them try to be better. But some people, even in that process, even going through your process, you got to be willing. You got to have that willing mind and that willing heart to change.
The will.
Yeah.
You have to be willing.
You got
to
be willing to change. And, you know, this is me, whatever.
But
I scream. I yell. This is who I am.
This is
how I am. No.
If you stuck in that part of your process and you don't do something about it and you don't decide within yourself, look, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of myself. You know what I'm saying? I need to change. I need to be better. And
but
it
you know what, though, that you say that? Sorry to cut you off, but that is so true, man. That's what I had to do. Getting into when we got back together, because we broke up for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And when we got back together, there was still a process of when we got back together, I was a changed person because I was tired.
Yeah.
Of
you
what
were definitely
I was.
Different.
I was tired. And I changed a lot, but I didn't change because I felt like I needed to change to be with somebody. I changed because I was just tired of just things
you were
not
sick of
working.
Jesse.
I was sick of things not working out for me. Because the way that I was, a lot of my situations wasn't working out.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't working out. So I was tired of things failing and tired of tired of being a failure at relationship, tired of being a failure at a relationship with, for me, yeah, you know, for my kids.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't, that's another thing that just helped me change. Because it's like, man, I don't want my kids or my sons to grow up like how I did. Like
sons,
meaning like,
and daughter.
Yeah, my sons and daughter. I didn't want them to grow up to be in situations and not have to be the best person in that situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So I really, when we got back together, it was like, you know what? I mean, I've changed. I wanted to be better, and I was better.
And you know the good thing about when we did decide to be friends again?
What's up?
Jules,
what's up, man?
I saw the change. Yeah. You didn't have to say, look at me, look what I did. Oh, I'm trying to change. You didn't have to do any of that. Off the rip, I saw the difference that was in you. And I remember I wouldn't even say anything. Sometimes when you would do things that you didn't even realize I had an issue with, but only God knew through my prayers, I remember saying, wow. And I would look up to God like, wow, oh my goodness. And I remember, and this is so funny, and I've told this story before, I believe. I remember when you were going through your process when we were dating, when we first were dating, and Think Like a Man had just come out, and we were watching it at the house. And he was talking about the chirp chirp woman. So I turned to Zion and Jordan, and I was like, I want to see if your dad gonna consider me a chirp chirp woman. Because I was actually in a place where I was trying to find some answers too. And I don't know why I tried to find it on the movie Think Like a Man. But I was like, I'm going to see if he going to think I'm a chirp chirp woman, or he going to think I'm worthy enough to come around the car. Now, this is something you had not been doing. You hadn't been opening the door for me. And I didn't really desire that. Like, I opened the door for myself. You showed me in many other ways how I'm important to you. But I wanted to see. And I remember when I asked you.
I never was to open the door.
Right. And I respect you for who you are.
You serve me because I am who I am.
You say, what? I got to serve you.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
You felt like that.
Yeah.
You never told me that. If you had told me that, we'd have broke up way quicker than that.
Yeah, we probably would have. But I mean, I
gotta
how I
serve
felt.
You.
That's
oh,
how I felt.
No,
like,
my
felt,
brother.
But here's the thing, like, and I'm saying that to say this because I really thought relationship was me being with multiple people, and it was like because being with multiple people, it would really be all of them, and that would be that one person that I needed. Because I couldn't get what I needed out of this one.
Right.
And I couldn't get everything I needed out of that one.
Yeah.
I couldn't get everything I needed out of that one. So wow. I had to have all of them together just to be
five.
I had a football team.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, not a football team, basketball team. You can't I don't know.
But let me finish my story though.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So I kind of gave Jordan and Zion the heads up that this is what I was gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember standing at the car door and you did the little toot toot. You got in. Jordan and Zion got in the back seat, and I was outside the car just waiting.
Waiting for me. I was like,
and
you
was
do?
Like, what's wrong with you?
You going to get in this car?
And I'm like, so you ain't going
to. You about to get left, nigga.
So
you don't get
you
in this car.
You not going to open the door for me? And you was like, no. You got arms? And I was like, really?
Yeah.
I don't know, but see, I don't know why I had such an unrealistic expectation for you at that moment, because that's not even who you are.
That's not who I was.
Well, you still don't open the door for me, but that's because I don't really consider that.
I mean, that's
not the only way chivalry is shown.
Yeah, because, my opening the door for you is when you cut those lights on and the electricity's still on. And my opening the door for you is when that rent paid, and you know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's other ways to show it, you know. And that works for some people, because some people just believe that, nigga, you just got to open the door for me.
Right.
I'm
good with the opening of the door thing, but it was just funny how you was going through your process. And one thing I do love about you is you've always been straightforward. You always been real with your tongue. You always been who you were. And although at sometimes it was tough through your process and my process, because while you were going through your process, I was going through my process.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to figure things and navigate through this relationship just like you were. And it was like you always was raw. And a lot of times it was hard to receive it, and it made the relationship tough. And that's one of the reasons why we didn't make it, was because of that mouth.
But, well, see, back then, and my younger mentality days, that mouth was really my level, my way to protect my heart. Because
wow.
But now it's just straight up being honest, because now I'm very much sure of who I am.
Yeah.
Then when I wasn't sure who I was, my mouth was fine.
Oh, it was flipped.
But it was my level of protection, because that's how I had to guard my heart. Right.
And see, sometimes we don't know that. You're not going to say, hey, I talk like this because that's my level of protection.
Yeah, that's the process. Like right. I said, a lot of people will snazzy with their mouth. They'll fuss at you, they'll cuss you out, and you know, say certain things that just
test
really
you and see how far they can go with you, to see if you go. Love
but
them.
You don't understand that sometimes that's how insecurity looks.
Yeah.
That's how insecurity looks. When you're really insecure with yourself.
Right.
The way to look secure, or the way to look like Superman, is to be something that you're not.
Right. And the thing that I loved about the fact of seeing you in your raw, even though we didn't make it, but seeing you in your...
We didn't make it then.
We didn't make it then, right? Obviously, we made it now.
Oh, we are.
But seeing you in your raw helped me to see that when you came out of it, I knew it was real. Because you're not the type of God that will pretend to be something. Now, you used to fugaze. You used to be fugazy in the relationship.
What do you mean fugazy? What is fugazy?
Let me show you what I mean.
What is fugazy?
Ring, ring. Now, I'm on the side. The passenger, ring, ring, the phone ring. You click it to the, you already done hung up on the woman. I ain't going to say person, on the woman.
How you know
the
woman?
And then you going to answer, it better not have been a dude.
It could have been my boy I ain't want to talk to.
No, nah, because this was multiple times in different situations. Hello? Hello? Man, I don't know who that was. Somebody playing on my phone. And I will be looking like, really? Like, I can't see the reflection in the mirror in
your
window.
That mean? You know what that means? She had a great peripheral.
No, I just told you.
You had a great peripheral.
I just told you,
because if
no.
I'm in the passenger side and my phone is like this.
No, I'm in the passenger side.
I mean, yeah, same thing. I'm in the driver's side and you in the passenger side.
How are you
looking over the window?
Do you not? And I was looking.
My point is, you got a great peripheral.
I probably wouldn't have admitted it then. I was looking. But do you not know there is a reflection in the window on the side, because your windows was tinted and I could see?
No.
Yes. Y'all, women, I'm sorry. I just told one of our secrets as to how we notice things. But yes, that window shows. So yeah, tell my hello. I don't know who that was. You knew who that was because she called back. You try to pretend like you ain't know.
Wait, let me ask you something. Have I was on the phone acting like it was, and it just rang on my ring?
That happened one time too. It was like,
hello, okay. Hello. She hung up on me. Ring, ring.
Exactly.
No, but that couldn't happen.
But the thing is, in your process, trust me. And my mom even asked me one time, what's going on with you and him? I said, absolutely nothing. You could ask some of my friends after we broke up. Man, I know you're going to get back with Jesse. I doubt it. Never. I'll never get back with that dude. I was adamant because your process was not a process that I could handle, especially when I was not completely
whole.
Hell,
I couldn't handle it.
Pastor J, really?
Hell is a place
that was so not how you use that, but anyway.
Yes, it was. Well, hell.
So basically, I can't with you. But at the same time, though, your realness.
Yeah. Call me right back while I was saying hello.
Yes,
hey, she hung
busted.
Up. Ring.
Oh. Busted. Yes. And the thing about it is, but the realness that I noticed in him that was so hard to be with at the time, after God comes in and he's willing to be changed, tired of his mess and tired of being done wrong. Well, not wrong. Tired of the consequences of his wrong actions to women.
Let me tell you something.
Hold on, baby. Let me finish this.
Mm-hmm.
After all was said and done, then when it came back around 3 years later and we ended up meeting up again, the change was evident. And I'm saying that because it's some females or some men out there, and I'm just speaking from a female's perspective, though. Females out there who getting back with an old flame.
You too, fam.
Somebody, I'm talking to somebody. You've gotten back with an old flame. And the majority of your relationship, you're not enjoying the relationship. You just busy trying to see if this person has changed. And you spending most of your time looking at him, watching how he moved to make sure he's not moving funny, because your heart is still hurting in that place. Take some time. Allow God to fix that. And then decide to move forward, because you're still in your process.
Mm-hmm. But you know, it's so funny that you say that. Good to see you too, Slim, my boy.
What's up?
Yeah, it's true, man. Like she said, it was hard for her to deal with it, but it was really hard for me. And the crazy part was, I guess what's really started bothering me, I mean, we talk about this all the time. Like I couldn't take the consequences no more. At that point, like when you're getting older and your son seeing you going, you know how embarrassing that was for my son to see me go through consequences of decisions that I made. Because I was in my process.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, part. My sons were seeing me go through stupid stuff, getting my clothes getting thrown away,
bleached.
My clothes bleached, my clothes getting thrown out the window. And how does that look for a man who's trying to be that man for their son, and you ain't got it together because you making a decision with your flesh?
Yeah, and you cannot tell that woman when to decide to cut every button off your button down so you can't make it to church on Sunday.
Oh, man. You know how many times I have, man. Do you know how many times I went through that? And it was like, man, that was just tiresome. And that's why I tell my wife now. I said, you know, it's crazy because I don't like the consequences. And just because, like I said, they look good. You don't know the consequences that's going to come behind a decision of you trying to fulfill a level of 5 minutes.
Right.
Or a level of 2 minutes.
Right.
Or a level of, you know what I'm saying?
However long it takes.
However long it takes, man, you don't know the consequences that it may cause or is going to come behind it. Because what you're doing is you're intertwining two souls to come one. And when you do that, you don't even know how you mix up an emotion of somebody who could be going through that process.
Yeah. And it's like, I love you too much to allow some other man to have one up on you, to know something. No, seriously, I love you too much to have another man know a secret that my husband and I don't have together.
Yeah.
So now me and this other guy have a secret. We flirting with each other. We on the phone talking to each other, and he's fulfilling a desire that most women have, and that's just, he talked to me. We talk all night. Oh, my God, the conversation is so good, girl. He don't want nothing from you. Yes, he does. But anyway, so I would rather not have that so that one day this guy will come back and say, oh, you thought, because the devil will bring it up at the most inopportune time. And you could be y'all could have gone through that process already. And y'all made it to a point where at least y'all could cordially be together and learn to love each other again. And then he'll slip a Mickey in the game. And now all of a sudden there's a sore issue that is being uncovered, or the scab is ripped off spiritually. And now here y'all are, you're at it again. I'm not willing to put you through that. I am not. And we're building. And we build in something. We have counted the cost. And I'm not saying that in our marriage.
But you know what, too? What? Even like in the beginning stages of our marriage, we were going through a process, a transition of coming together. We were
absolutely.
Going even being married, we were still going through a process.
Yeah.
Because it was like, man, I was still going out. Like, I felt like I had to. And it's like, man, I'm grown. I'm taking care of what I need to take care of. I just need to unwind.
You was a real bachelor before we married.
I finally had to, do you understand?
A real bachelor.
And I'm just being transparent here, y'all. I don't know.
I can smile now.
I can only talk about myself. But do you know how it felt? It's like, just feel my pain here. Do you know how it felt for me to really, finally now, like, because I felt like I had to be with another woman to actually be secure in where I needed to be, even in the place that I live. So I would get with, and this happens a lot, I would get with woman just for that security of somewhere to lay my head.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Because I was fearful of failing. I was fearful of failing of, you know, of being responsible to paying my own rent.
Oh, snap.
I was fearful of that. And that was a process that I was going through.
Never knew that.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, wow.
I was fearful of that.
So I wonder how many other men out there who are fearful of the responsibility.
Fearful of the responsibility, especially when you're not taught that response. That's why I always tell people, to teach a man how to be man is not teaching him to be tough but to teach him to be responsible.
Yeah.
It's and if you're not don't if you yeah respond. It's ability to respond and to be responsible. So yeah, now yeah, when yeah responsibility comes in, you've already been prepared to be responsible.
Right. Cause ain't
you're prepared.
There is nothing like a man that is responsible. Now that's a man. I don't care how I can fight myself for myself. I got a sweet hand game. I can do that.
Wait, I'm telling
but
you.
But when I have a man that is responsible and handles business, now I'm looking like, okay.
I'm trying to tell you, man. I was, okay. And like I said, I was scared of the responsibility. I was afraid of it.
Yeah.
And it was only because I wasn't taught it. And my way to hide the fact that I didn't know how to be responsible was me being tough.
Right.
So my toughness had become, I'm the man. How you the man? You staying with somebody else?
Yeah, you in somebody else's
house. You in somebody else's house, and right, you talking about you? I don't care. I'm the man. But that's what I knew. Yeah, I run this.
Oh, I remember you did that to me.
Yeah, because you that's how I knew or how I felt what was being a man. Wow. That's what it was.
Yeah,
because I was not taught the responsibility
and the fact that I was raised by my father. I didn't see that as being the man.
No,
my father is still to this day a provider. My father is a protector. Now, he might not fight you, but he will go to God, and God will fight his battle for him.
That is the key.
What?
The key word that you said there.
What?
Even you said you had your father that taught you what a man should be.
Not saying nothing either, by me seeing it.
My point exactly.
So when I saw, I don't care what you say, people that know me know I say actions speak louder. I don't care what you say, because my father didn't have to ever say, I've never once heard my father say, I'm the man, I run this. No, but I saw my father taking care of responsibilities in the house. So when I saw a different thing in you, when we, for God forgave us, was shacking up, it was different. I knew that wasn't it.
But look, check this out. And because I went through it. I did it myself.
Mm-hmm.
My parents had me when I was young.
Okay.
So could you imagine young parents trying to teach something that they don't even know themselves?
Exactly.
Because when I had my kids, I was young.
Right.
I didn't know how to teach my son I didn't know what it was.
Right.
I was young myself.
Yeah.
Only thing I thought a relationship was me being able to be the man sexually with this woman in the bed. That's
right.
What I just knew. Only thing I knew what relationship was.
That's sad.
And that's what a lot of our, even this generation now, you got these young kids who are raising young kids the way that they know the way that they know.
And they really don't
know.
Hey, Miss Donella, thank you for tuning in. And Kimmy, thank you for tuning in. I got Miss Kia on the line. Hey, baby girl. So, and the thing is, they don't know. So just imagine, let's just go back for a second. Before the children,
can we go back to, because I was telling my own story about me coming out of feeling not knowing how to be responsible.
Okay, yeah.
So coming out of that, to go into now, I got my own place.
Right.
And it was like, you know what? Now that I think about it, that's when the change came. Because it was like, once I learned how to be responsible.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't never put myself in a situation where I'm under authority of something that is not God.
Especially a woman.
To be under authority.
We will handle that.
Because what most women, when you are living with them, you really don't know how to be responsible, you're going to get put out
tonight. We run the show, and out of order anyway.
You're going to get put out tonight.
Oh, so you ain't going to come in at the appropriate time?
At the appropriate time, yeah.
I
had too many locks changed on me.
Let me tell you what I used to say. It was so funny. Now, I used to be like, okay, so I need to, if you're not going to protect
that's
me,
right, did not know.
I need to protect myself. So at a certain time, I'm locking the doors.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not in the house, and that sounds like somebody mama, but I tried to make it sound like it was because I need to make sure that my door is locked so nobody won't be trying to get me or come in at me or whatever. But really what I was doing was trying to say, if you're not home, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing? I need you to, and it was just, it was a very, very awkward place because I wasn't feeling good in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't feeling good in my own skin. I wasn't feeling good about me.
But do you understand? And we were talking about this last week. So imagine how that man feels now. He don't, first of all, he don't know what responsibility is.
He doesn't.
He only knows how to be tough.
Yeah.
And then he's living in a house with a woman that has everything.
Right.
So she has everything. Yes. What could this man be in this woman's life if she already got the things that he is trying to get, he's trying to find?
I mean, used to come in and out like you was the king of the castle.
Yeah, I had to play tough because I was not happy in that situation.
You was playing.
I was.
And in regards to whether you was playing tough or you was playing a victim or whether you was playing some, you know, that thing where I'm just trying to be there for him because people always leave him and I'm not going to be one of them that's going to leave him like everybody. It, regardless of what you was playing nonetheless. Mm-hmm.
Clark Kent.
So because, right, from last week, how you uh-huh. And I like that analogy, a lot of men sitting around out here acting like they're Superman, uh-huh. when really they don't want you to see that Clark Kent that's in them.
Wow.
Because if you're not with somebody that can handle your vulnerable, your Clark Kent,
mm-hmm.
then that will only cause you to go deeper into probably a whole nother level of a process.
Mm-hmm. You're going to try to be Batman, Superman,
you're going to try to be everything, try to be, you know, buck up.
And the thing is, what you're doing, and it's not the point that you're being tough, but you're putting on all these different masks. You're
putting on all the, oh my God. And listen, okay, I'm glad he said that. This putting on all of these masks. That's what our theme is about for the Shift Love Ball 2020. No, I'm sorry, that was the old one. Shift Love Ball ATL. Unmasking the real relationship.
That's right. That's right.
We need to take these masks off.
Take them
so off. That we can actually learn how to enjoy being in relating.
Unapologetically he and she.
Unapologetically free. Yes, we have to learn how to be in a true, straight up, real relationship. I want you to meet.
I'm trying to finish my story.
Oh shoot. This is a long story. I know.
Yeah, because every time I get to
okay,
the good.
Okay, my bad.
I understand it's a good part. It's a good start. It's a level of honesty and it's the truth.
Okay.
So let me say it. What? So now I have my own place.
Right.
I am paying my own rent.
Right.
Do you understand the level of peace that comes with that?
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Oh, my God. God.
Yeah.
What I did in that moment of time of having my own, and it was like I finally got there because, again, like I said, because I was scared of the responsibility when I really, because it ain't like, and the sad, you know what the sad part was? Mm. It wasn't like I wasn't making the money to pay my own rent.
And that's what I was,
it wasn't like I was not making the money.
What you doing with your money?
Because I was playing for some churches that was paying me very well.
Yeah.
That
and
I could pay.
And you were still cutting hair.
And I was, so time. I had two levels of income that made me a nice little change per week.
Yeah.
But I still would not do that because it was like, man, I don't know how to do this. But it was like, I had to do this. That's why I tell everybody going through their process, or even in dating, do not try to put your income together to save money. You make sure you're able to handle your own as a man, and you should be able to go to her house and court her and come back home. Come back to your own house.
Yeah.
Invite her over,
that's
cook
missing.
That's missing. We go straight into dating and because I did it.
Baby, are you finished with your story?
Okay, go ahead.
No. I'm asking. Did you finish it?
Yeah,
what was the punchline?
It wasn't no punchline. It wasn't no joke.
Well, it was a story. What was the end of
the story? The story was how the level of peace and the level of me finding myself,
mm-hmm.
It came from me stepping out to be responsible. And I'm saying I learned this. Now I wasn't like, and no disrespect to my dad because I love him to this day. And my mom, God bless my mom's soul. My mom died when I was young. So I had to learn. I had to be around people, I had best friends and stuff like that in New York that,
mm-hmm.
that I saw them getting it. So because I saw them getting it, I didn't want to kind of be jealous. I was getting it, but I wasn't being responsible from what I was getting.
You weren't being responsible.
I wasn't being responsible. Right. That's why I was like, man, coming out into that transition of being scared of responsibility and then really just being tired of being in a situation that fed into my fear, I just jumped and did it. And when I felt out that I could do it, I was doing it.
It canceled that fear.
It canceled that fear. And it was like, I will never put myself in that situation
right.
again.
Right. So
could, that's the punchline. Okay. Never again. Boom, boom,
so could you say, though, that it's probably a level of fear that drives people's process and keep them in the loop longer?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I would because I never that. Knew that about you. I would not think that Jesse Moore would be afraid of anything, not the way you carried yourself. Yeah. Not the way you was all you always seemed very confident, but deep down mm-hmm. inside it was like your Clark Kent.
Because,
was
the, your, look, I'm your, I'm from New showing. York. I'm from the NY.
Yeah.
You had to be tough.
You had to be tough. You That's had to true.
Be. If you didn't learn nothing else, you, I had, believe to, you that. Had to be tough. Or you would have been swallowed up and you would have been out.
Let me share no what Ms. Donella said. Ms. Donella said, this generation of men are not like our fathers.
Yes.
But they can be.
Yes.
We can teach them. It's not too late as long as they have breath in their bodies.
Well.
We can teach them.
We.
What do you mean?
Here's the key of what you had. You had a father figure, not just a father figure, but your biological father in the house being that example.
Right.
So you had to, you understood what it was because you saw it.
So do you think it's too late then?
No, what I'm saying is, it's like, because a lot of times while people are going through their process, the level of pain that keeps the father out of the home mm-hmm. this day mm-hmm. is hard for the woman to, I see it all the time. I see women, and I got to ask myself, why is this woman trying to raise these boys without the father? And a lot of women do that from whatever process reason that they're going through or whatever reason or whatever situation that they go through. You cannot allow that child to suffer because no matter what, that man has to be in their life because there is balance that the kids need. They need the nurturing. Both parents are important. We had this episode a year back, but it's so true. Coming back to the day that both parents are equally important. The discipline and the responsibility teacher and the nurturer. They need both.
They need
you don't want to unbalance that kid into giving him a whole bunch of nurturing.
Right.
Because now you got a 5-year-old stealing pull-ups because the mother don't want to teach him or give him the responsibility to go to the bathroom on his own.
Right. Okay. You got an issue with that, huh?
Oh, I got an issue with a 5-year-old kid.
5-year-old.
I got a 5 because I saw it today.
Right. But see, listen.
With a pull-up on. I said, pull-up.
But listen, though. This is the thing, though. It's well, like.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Kim put a.
Okay. Yeah. Let's read Kim's comment. Okay. Kim said, not just dating, that is with marriage as well. One income should be able to handle things. We should not live beyond our means just because both parties work.
That's true.
Keisha, what's up, girl? Keisha's online. Yeah.
That's true.
And you know what? And it's not just in dating. I think that we should teach. Like I understand that you said I had my father there. But y'all listen to this. And I know my dad would not mind me sharing this because it's a testimony, not a money. My father was raised without his father. Now, I'm not exactly sure why his father did not want to be in his life, so I don't know the backstory too well. But then at 8 years old, and I correct me if I'm wrong, Dad, if you're on the line, but at 8 years old, his mom moved away to New Jersey and left him with her mom to be raised around his aunts and uncles and cousins. So my father is a prime example of what I mean when I say it's not too late. His dad didn't teach him, and his mother wasn't there. But he still, he made some mistakes as a father. Don't get life twisted. But at the same time, he still portrayed the example of a man. And I never heard him make an excuse, well, my daddy wasn't there, so this is why I'm doing this. Well, my mama, I never heard him making it. And it's,
But you know what?
And I never heard him making an excuse.
That's good that ever. You say that. That's great that you say that. But you got to realize, too, that's why I said both parents are important. Because what your dad did is what I believe most fathers do. Now, especially if you've been through it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, if you've been through it, you don't want your kid
That's
to
true.
Go through what you've been through.
Yeah.
So even with women, because if a woman go through it, what she's going to do is she's going to raise her kids out of that protection of not going through what she went through.
Want,
And the same thing with the father. But if you guys trying to protect each other, protect your kids from each other, then that's where the problem goes at. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because that's what we do now. Oh, you ain't gonna hurt my kid. I don't. And it's like, no, that's their father. You ain't gonna hurt my kid. No, that's their mother. You know right. what I'm saying? So we protect our kids from the parents.
From our process.
Yes.
So so you hurt me.
So yes, because you hurt we didn't me, work out. Now
I think
yeah,
you're gonna put that on my child.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
If you really think about it, a lot of men, and we hear them say this often, you didn't give me a chance.
Yeah.
So a lot of men, if given the opportunity and given a safe place.
Without the level of control. Without the level of control.
Yeah, because it's very important. And although, you know, yeah, it's some pain there. I don't want to see his face. But you might end up seeing his face in your child.
You already see the face in the child. My son looks exactly like me.
Right. Yeah.
Lord have mercy, that boy looked just like me. Both of them, they look just like me.
But see, that's the thing. It's like, at some point, there has to be like, my son's father was not in his life.
But he looked just like, but
the thing is, and I'm not talking because, well, you just saying that because, I mean, it's not easy. No, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to make sure my son always honored his father. Even in the moment when I needed something and I tried not to bother him and tried to get it myself. But when I truly needed him and reached out, I didn't really get the response I was looking for. It wasn't easy to make sure my son understood when he asked me the question, why my daddy don't love me, for me to say, no, it's not that your daddy don't love you. Your daddy does love you. But right now he's going through his own stuff. So we can't say that because he's going through what he's going through, that he don't love you.
That was one of the things that really kind of like attracted me to you, because even though he wasn't there, you didn't do like most women that I see. Now, I'm not going to say all women do that, but I see a lot of women do it. Because like I said, I ministered to a lot of young men that go through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the son's mother, when the father is not there, they go straight ham. Like, he ain't this, and your father's a liar. Your father's this, and he ain't. So they go into planting a seed into the kid's life about their father, who really are, who could be going through that process.
Well, I want to take this one little moment to be really transparent.
Okay.
If Tony Wright is out there anywhere, I want to offer my apology, because people don't realize I was going through a lot as a young 17-year-old mom. And I took him through a lot. I took him through.
I'm sorry.
But no. See, because you can't measure what you went through.
No, I'm not measuring what I went through.
So let me have this moment
to clear this up,
because I know I can say TJ's father wasn't there. But at the same time, I know that I made it hard at times for him to be there. I wasn't the saint mom. But at the same time, even in all of that, I believe he could have done better. And a lot of my anger and frustration that I had with him, I took out on him, but I didn't take it out on my son. And in the midst of it all, God did help me to realize that he's TJ's father, like heavenly, the father above all fathers. He is that. So whenever I had issues and I didn't really know, I used to say I'm TJ's mother and his masculine, but I can't really say that anymore. I never said I was his mother and his father, but I always tried to portray some kind of toughness when it was necessary to show him, you know. But like you just said, it's not the toughness that raised him. I taught him responsibility as well. And right now, to this day, my son is not, he'll handle business with them hands if he got to, but he not that guy. You know what I'm saying? He not going to start nothing with you, but he is a responsible young man. And that's what makes him a man.
Now, I don't want you to think that I was slighting your...
My apology?
Your apology. Okay. I wasn't doing that. It was just, I was just in my head thinking, like, I wish that I was going through what you was that you was taking him
but
through.
But see, everybody can't go through. Everybody level of being able to handle things is not the same. You had a high tolerance, and God gave you the grace. No, listen. God gave you the grace to go through everything you went through without coming out with your head, like, insane.
You say it was not easy. I'm telling you.
I understand it.
It was not easy.
I understand
because
that.
Because, again, and I say this and I say this again. Why are we fighting?
Yeah.
It was, see, with you, it was just, you probably made it hard. Me, it was a fight. And it was an unnecessary fight because I was there. I was
okay,
there.
Okay, I understand
so, that. So, I'm not making your situation slight. And don't get me wrong, even my son's mother now, I thank God, you know, God gave us a beautiful son.
Yeah. Handsome,
but both of
very
my
handsome.
Sons' mothers
both
gave me, yeah, gave
all
me
three of
all,
them.
Yeah, I got three baby mamas, you know, that decisions of my own, but I mean, I thank God because again, that was a part of my process.
Four baby mamas. Trust dang. Me, I know.
Dang.
I'm sorry. We real talk.
Dang.
Sorry. That's all right. No, because you know what? You made a statement earlier and you said you did not know how to be in a relationship.
I did.
You said you thought being with different women was, you know, get a little bit. Okay, I like that in her. Come over here. Okay, you, I like that in you. And you put five different women together to make up the one woman that you thought was suitable for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not biblical. However, don't make me feel bad. But okay, and that was my joke. That's not biblical. But anyway, the thing about that was nobody. I'm not faulting you for having four baby mamas, because every last one of your children, God bless you with.
Well, here's the thing. To my next point.
Please get to the next point, because I think I'll bury it myself.
Point number three. No, you're going to get buried later. Oh, yeah. All right.
Don't make me blush.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to get buried
Stop
later.
Stop it. Stop. This
but
is
anyway,
a Christian show.
Be married, chick. But anyway, what I said, my third topic, I don't even know. I'm just bringing out a number.
Okay, come on.
But disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Disobedience take you down a long pathway. You know, at this, just like the children of Israel, they could have finished the journey in 7 days.
Seven.
And it took them how many years?
40 years.
40 years.
To go through that process.
Why? Because they were disobedient.
They thought they knew better than God.
They thought they knew my point. And a lot of times I took myself through a long journey because I wanted to do what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I didn't do what I was supposed to
right.
do. I did what I wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it took me through a long journey.
Me too.
Our disobedience, when we tell God, hold up, God, wait a minute. I got to deal with this because this ain't going to happen to me, or I got to deal with this.
Yeah,
God,
you put that hand up. Hold on, God.
I got this.
I can handle it.
Because this, they did this and I don't like this. And God said, well, you ain't supposed to be there. They go supposed to again.
Yeah.
You ain't supposed to be there in the first place.
Right.
But no, I want to deal with this. Yeah. Oh, I want to be here because I like what I'm getting for this need that I'm missing.
For all the drama that I'm getting, I like my need being met.
Oh my God.
So then you ask yourself.
Jesus, Lord have me. Jesus
I mean,
Christ
have you ever asked yourself, will we ever get through this?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Like,
like
clump. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. But no, seriously, we can. We really can. We can get through it, man. We can get through it.
We can.
We can get through it with the mindset. I mean, we got to renew our minds. And renewing our minds is doing what? Replacing the thoughts. Replacing.
The error in our thoughts.
The errors in our thoughts. You got to renew your mind. And this is not just for when that scripture was in the Bible, it wasn't just for sinners. It was for the saints.
Yeah.
It was for believers.
We have to renew. I'm going through a situation right now, and I'm going through my process. And you just gave me an answer for that. I have to. The error of my thinking, I have to ask God, show me how this situation really went down. Show me something about this situation that I saw wrong, that it was an error in the way I saw this and the way I'm thinking about this. And I believe in my heart of hearts that God will do just that. And when he shows us, he doesn't show us with the color of our emotions, what we feel like happened to us. He shows us, no, this is what really happened. And when he shows you what happened and why your pain is the way it is and why those roots of bitterness are going down and reaching so deep in the soil of your Garden of Eden, your little piece of heaven, then he will also give you, once you are willing to see it, he will also give you what you need to uproot that in your life. And no one says it's going to be easy to go through your process, and it's not necessary. And sometimes you need to avoid bringing other people into your life while you know that you are going through your process. You haven't healed from that yet. Yeah. Don't bring someone else in it, because what's going to happen is they are going to either
trigger it,
the angry beast, or they're going to starve it. But either way, you're going to come out on one side of the extreme or the other, but only in the middle where you meet God, and God will help you through that process. He will.
Yeah.
He'll help you through the process. Will we ever get through this? Yeah.
Thank y'all for tuning in.
You definitely will get through this process with God, but not without him. Not without him. Ask him to show you, and he will.
That's true, y'all. But listen, y'all, that's our time.
That's our
ATL, listen, y'all, please buy your tickets. Please buy your tickets. Buy your tickets, ATL.
Shift Love Ball, ATL.
Shift Love Ball.
June the 9th.
July the 9th.
July the 9th. All right,
y'all. But listen, y'all, man, we thank y'all for supporting this ministry, man.
Yeah, bless.
Keep us in your prayers, because we got a lot of things coming up. We're starting a ministry in 3 weeks, y'all, so please keep us in your prayers. And we got some things coming up, man. We got some great things coming up. But just listen out for Shift Movement. The Movement.
Shift Movement.
Close us out.
The man. Movement.
Close us out.
Father God, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We praise you. We give you honor. Lord, at the name of Jesus, we already know that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are the Lord of this land. Lord God, I praise you for the mindsets being renewed and transforming of the hearts, Lord God, taking those errors in our thoughts, Lord God, and replacing it with how you see it, so that we can relate to one another better, not just boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife, Lord God, but also just co-workers, whatever relationship, mother, father, sisters, whatever relationship we're in, Lord God, help us to learn how to relate to one another better as we go through our process, so that we can come out and it won't take forever for us just to simply receive what you have for us. Bless you, Lord God, my King. Thank you for everything. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
Shit, real talk, y'all. Pastor J.
Lady Free.
We signing out.
Signing out.
Peace.
Love ya.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.